What up? What up? It's your boys
and your gals.
Welcome in. We're doing part two. What we got?
It's the Valentine's Day episode, man.
Part two.
Yes, sir. We appreciate Miss Leah, Joyce coming back on us again. Mm-hmm. This is the Rich Dream Show. Of course, we don't necessarily dive in on relationships that often. I feel like we said that a couple times.
We have.
It is an important thing.
Only when they come.
Okay. Side of things. Unlike most male podcasts, we don't want to just talk about what ladies do and things like that without having a rebuttal. You know, we're trying to argue in the comments. So we got some ladies here that's going to help us out. We're going to talk about these relationships or lack thereof for most of y'all. Because a lot of y'all, not even
in. It's not a single phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Rich Dream Show. Welcome.
We back.
Make sure that you're following and also streaming on Twitch. Make sure you're following the Now Legacy Network. Of course, we want to shout out our sponsor. Appreciate them for putting us on every week. Make sure you tune into the live stream every Friday at 7 p.m. That's on Facebook for the Now Legacy. And you can catch clips on our YouTube, Rich Dream Show TV. Is it Rich Dream Show TV or Rich Dream TV?
Rich Dreams TV.
Rich Dreams TV. No lunch numbers anymore.
Just Rich Dreams TV.
So Rich Dreams TV, all one word on YouTube. You can catch specific clips that we have that highlight our show points. Make sure you're following us on the gram as well. All one word, Rich Dream Show Pod. Rich Dream Show Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, got to make sure you're following the brand. Of course, our sponsor, Rich Dreams _ Apparel. If you're looking for the QR codes pop up during the show, that can take you directly to the site where you can get merch, like we're rocking during the show, except for this right here, because this is a one-on-one. I think this Valentine's Day is going to be everything that you want it to be. Was it everything last year for you?
Right.
Someone said there's not any other kind of Gemini person.
I hear that.
But I say that's the one.
Yeah.
The crazy.
Gemini
Pisces.
Well, yeah. That was cool.
I hope you had fun.
I had a blast.
How could you not with somebody crazy?
Okay.
So are you going to be celebrating this Valentine's Day, same crazy person?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey. She's
proud of me. I know, right?
See? Look at that.
Okay.
So y'all, how long are y'all going on now? Like, what is it, a year?
Because y'all was just getting together last year around that time, right?
We were dating. Yeah.
Okay.
We're officially.
Hey.
Turn it up.
Well, yeah, it was nice. I don't know
who
y'all
went.
Okay.
And then you married, right? Basically.
I'm not yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's coming.
Hopefully. All right. Strong commitment.
Yes.
They just got to have a baby first. That's right.
Right.
And that's my guy, and I know he on the job.
Yeah.
We didn't have talks. I told him, like, yeah, man, like, she ready to have a baby.
Yeah. You and Angel.
Well, I told Leah she should have a baby. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You should say everybody needs.
Just because you have a baby, don't be
you don't. That's it, man. Yeah. Take them, sugar them up, bring them back. That's my preach that I preach. That's
okay.
What I do.
Okay.
I'm big on energy over here.
Yeah.
But that's also he showed up for Valentine's Day. I'm sure you think he's gonna show up again this year.
Yeah, we do have plans this year.
Okay.
So what are y'all doing? What are you doing?
We're going to do a sip and paint.
Oh, so, that's dope.
Yeah, we have like a free one.
You lick it up with the one you love. Well, so what about you? What about you?
So we got dating, we got committed relationship, and we got me trifling.
What are you doing?
I don't remember where I was on the last episode, but right now.
Probably the same place.
Two situationships?
Yay. Lord, I hope they're not watching.
I know.
I'm sure they will be. This is about one of the only episodes that they will tune in for. So, thanks, support systems.
Come on yourself.
I don't know why you're doing this.
What? Be honest.
Hey, that's the best policy, though. That's what y'all like, right? Y'all like honesty, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Leah, what about you? You know?
In a relationship, yes.
In general.
I mean, if we're not together, unless you're
don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Unless you're sleeping with multiple people just because of health. But if you just want to take talk to somebody, I don't need to know that.
Well, you know, these days, you know, you don't just talk to somebody. You know, cheeks getting clapped, man. You know, we just talk, right?
You know, I don't even remember the celibate, you.
Yeah,
that's a lot. These coochies be reborn out here.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Most of the men don't count. Well, if you didn't know,
yes.
It wasn't before.
I guess.
But yeah, I'm gonna, you know, do my due diligence, you know, whatever I need to.
What's flowers?
Candy. Wow.
Are you gonna take them both out? Just your favorite one?
There's a hierarchy.
Yeah. It's levels.
Okay. All right. All right, enough of that. You popping the question? You gonna be married?
I don't know, man.
First, what y'all do last year?
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What did we do? I think we went out to eat. Yeah, we went out to eat. We went out to eat. But this year, it's gonna be a little different. We so my girl's actually staying back in Louisiana right now. So I'm gonna go down there. We're gonna do a little something, take the dog down there, take my boy Big Sane down there, you know, let him, you know, see her, and it's his birthday, it's actually around that time. You know what I'm saying? So take him down there.
Shout out to our show mascot Zane.
Yeah. He done made a few guest appearances. But we just gonna do some chicken. She can't do much right now, so
you messed her up.
I ain't did
that. Wilding everywhere.
She asked for that. And I got poop. So
not the contract.
All right.
Well, looks like we all gonna be happy around this love day. That's what we should all be aspiring to be.
Right.
Hopefully you watching this with your companion, your significant other, and we're gonna go over just some relationship topics that, you know, over the past year that we've seen or, you know, haven't seen people speak about, and just kind of the dynamics and everything that we see the culture and everything in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to start
with mine? You want to start mine? Okay, so mine was, let me make sure I got it.
Or should we be chivalrous and go ladies first? Because I think it just seems like we should. Y'all have so much on your mind that you want to share.
I think we should go ladies first. And then I'll
say, yeah, Joyce.
Go ahead, Joyce.
Y'all told me to ask a question. I have nothing. I'm here to respond. I got
okay, so what do you have?
I wanted to speak on the topic of monogamy and maybe just some of the challenges people have with it or see with it and why that might stop someone from making things even more legally official, per se, like marriage and things of that nature.
So basically, what's hindering someone from being in a committed relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. So why is monogamy?
Do you want to go first?
Well...
Like,
I think he's the perfect person to ask this question.
I think it's just these days people are so kind of with the option of having options of choice. You know, you can get big-eyed and see the grass is greener here and there, whatever. Or as well, you can have very two similar situations, which I think I find myself in, to where, you know, you're getting similar, maybe different things, but also you kind of feel like you're getting where someone might fall short, this other one might pick up that slack. And especially if it works in cohesion, because with my situation, it's been ongoing for multiple years. So it's like, certain people might say, oh, that's not something that I want, or that's not something I'm into, or I'm not sharing, but yet, and still, it's happening. Like, we live in our day-to-day, we're going on, there's still, you know, love, commitment, all this stuff being shown.
So is it a situationship or an open relationship?
Yeah. It's not an open relationship because it's not, first, it's not all three parties being committed together. All three parties do know about each other.
Right.
But it's not working in that much of a cohesiveness to where it's like one household or anything like that. But
see, you better than me. Because when I was single, don't ask me about nothing. Yeah, that's how I operate.
Okay.
If you ask me about anything, you know, if we're not in a relationship, I'm not asking you anything, don't ask me that.
Mm.
That's just how I operate. But to answer the question, I think, again, like you said, I think it's, you know, a lot of, you know, you look at like social media, it's so many ways to date now. It's so many different apps. It's, you know, seeing people out, you know, maybe the fear of getting cheated on, man, or, you know, I think for men, I think for men, a lot of times it's the fear of, especially like getting married, it might be a fear of like, okay, this is the only person that I'm have, that I'm supposed to deal with the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know. You gotta speak up now. What you say?
You got it so serious. I was like, you mean that?
But no, I think that's a thing, though, right?
I think it's a thing for everybody. Yeah. I think it's just men.
You think it's just men?
No, I don't.
I think it's more so a man thing than a woman thing, though.
I feel like men are more honest about it.
Honest about what? Honest
about wanting someone else sometimes.
Right.
I feel like women just don't say it.
Right. But that's a good point you bring up, though. So if you had, let me ask you this, if you had a man that was everything that you wanted in a man,
mm-hmm.
do you think that you would, I guess you can say, jeopardize that relationship to sleep with another guy or date another guy?
A guy, no.
You wouldn't?
No.
We do that every time. Yeah, we don't care nothing about it. Listen, check me out. This is why I say we're different. We can be similar, but I think we're different because men, if we have the perfect woman for us at home, a lot of times, men will still cheat. It's not because of anything that woman is lacking that they have at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in our nature to want to be with other women.
Or something you're lacking.
What do you mean? What do you mean something I'm like?
No, I'm just like, there's something that, not you personally.
Something that the person,
because it's not personal to the other,
mm-hmm.
right? But clearly that person has something going on where they can't be honest with the person that they have made this commitment to.
Okay.
So therefore that person must have something internally going on.
It's our makeup, bro.
I don't think so.
Look at biology. Go back to the Bible. Anything like that. Men have always had multiple women. Always.
Well, that was more of a power thing back then. And like a prop, no?
Okay.
Or a prop.
I mean, tell them, man. Please. Somebody like Jay-Z. Well, not somebody like Jay-Z, but he can cheat on somebody like Beyonce. This is a beautiful woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can all, she got money. I mean, you know, whatever. She's beautiful. Still look good. And he's still cheating.
But these men in the industry are fucked up.
No doubt.
So back to my point that there's something going on with them.
But that's the everyday guy that do that too a lot of times. The guy that typically has
some sort of pent up trauma that hasn't been explored.
Y'all try to make it. Y'all really try to make it. So they try to make their own net. Trust me, bro. I understand where Leah's coming from. Don't get me wrong.
Like, are you basically saying all? Because my mom's the same thing. My mom didn't tell me that men are dogs. And I just don't want to believe it. She's
a love believer. She believes in love. And this is such... No. I don't knock you for that.
Yeah.
What would you say, though? Because there's a lot of, you know, through social media, you'll see
mm-hmm.
couples that are in throuples where there's a woman that's the middle piece. And she's got two committed guys to her. How would you feel in that situation? Do you feel like she's going against her genetic makeup? Or
I think, yeah, to a degree. I don't believe that most women, what Joyce just said,
mm-hmm.
if she has a guy
right.
that's everything that she wants, she not finna jeopardize that over trying to just get a little dick on the side. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, there's a difference. But he was saying like a throuple, right?
Yeah,
so
you're saying you're already
in
that situation.
Yes,
in
a relationship.
Oh, well, I think those are anomalies.
Okay.
In my opinion. I think that's something.
But you don't think it's just a lot of women that really just aspire to?
It's probably a lot, but I don't think so for the most.
majority from that I know, that's not, at least if they're being honest.
Right.
Yeah, if they're being honest, right. That's not something.
But and then again, like, you have men that will be faithful. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of men that are faithful. Yeah. But that don't mean that they don't have those urges. They fighting against it. That's what they're doing. The men that are faithful, trust me, they're fighting against it every day, every hour, every minute.
Thank you so much. Not every hour, every minute.
No, they're fighting from experience, man.
I mean, it's a war out here, man. It's a war, man.
That's to stay focused.
You gotta stay focused, man.
See, this
it's
is
a war.
The type of shit I would want my boyfriend to lie about because don't.
don't tell me he's killing you.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. You know, but nah, you got a good dude though.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I'm not worried about it. Even we do have open like conversations and talk about it.
She got a great dude. So okay. Is it still like that with women?
Conditional?
Yeah. Is it still like that?
I think it just it's a per person situation out there. I feel like a lot of women do be with men they love because they love them, and then there's a lot of women that are with men because they don't want to face certain bills.
Or what they can do for
them. Yeah, or sex or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like people struggle. Like she said, I do think just for me personally, it was something deeper wrong with me or when I couldn't do it. And I didn't want to. Like, I would run if someone really tried to be my boyfriend. Like, no. Or then I stopped liking him. Like, why are you being so serious? I did that a lot, especially in college. I did that a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
But.
College days, though.
Yeah, it's
college. I ain't gonna count
them. I mean, even after college, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, I think it's hard if you are scared of, like, I guess for me, my problem was trauma, like she said, and I hate to, like, prove a point, I know you don't want to prove a point, but I'm a girl, so maybe it's different. But, like, for me, it was just, like, my mom was, like, after her second divorce, like, I saw how well she played it, where, like, every single man really thought they were the only man, and it wasn't that hard, and even, like, my dad, we're very close, right? Well, he's very open with his playboy. And how easy it is to make someone feel like they're the only one or not. So, like, for me, it was like when people made me feel like I was the only one, I'd be like, they're just being like my parents. Nah. But I haven't learned it. I said, I'm not
talking to them. That's good. Now, I will agree, your upbringing, that's really what it is all about that. Because, you know, if you're around, if your pops or your big brother or your uncle, and all he's doing is running women, dealing with different women. Yeah, you're gonna pick up on to that if you're a young man, you know. But if you're around a dad that's, you know, it's your dad and your mom, he seems to be only with your mom, faithful man, then you'll adopt it. I honestly believe that. Don't mean that you won't fight against those urges to, you know, want to deal with different women. But I think it's easier for those guys to be monogamous, you know. Yeah,
we just kind of talked about that a couple episodes ago when we were talking about black relationships in general.
Right, somewhere.
Just seeing those examples. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times for us, when we growing up, the highest form of males that we see, you know, the hip hop artists, movie stars, whatever, usually they're not tied together with just one woman. They're usually either in multiple dating scenarios or they running women or they dating, you know, somebody else that's like super famous, but then next thing you know, they dating somebody else.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of plays a part in as well, like the examples of the world around, you know.
Nah, not as black folk.
Yeah. Or we taking the wrong people to look at it.
Exactly, yeah.
Interesting tidbits. Mm-hmm. Kind of to touch on that, my kind of thing that I want to bring up in this is with the standpoint of being monogamous, most of the time dating, you know, leading to marriage. Is marriage still like a social construct that we need to be leaning towards or looking towards? Because talking about it from the culture standpoint, this was something that was kind of handed to us through Christianity. Whereas, you know, in our culture, necessarily starting off, I believe it was, you know, we had compounds where you have a guy with multiple wives. And that's just kind of something that we had in our culture. So is that something that we need to be looking for as Black people to say that marriage is like a higher standard to be in as far as the relationship status?
That we need to be in?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like marriage is up to you, like you and that person's standard. Like, I don't think you need a marriage certificate. I have plenty of aunties and uncles who've been together for 25 years, mm-hmm. and they don't have any like legal marriage.
Common.
But they husband and wife, like you know them as husband and wife. So right. I feel like it just depends on your, what your goals are. Yeah. But you can do other things to legally be bound to somebody so that you get like your benefits and all that. You can go to
which you can.
Which
you
yeah. can. Yeah. You so can I feel like it. Marriage is more of an idea versus a piece of paper.
Right. I think there's also like just like one of those things that society push on us to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even know why the fuck they want to get married. They just want to get married because somebody told them they should be married. You know what I'm saying?
It's just kind of that's what you do.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. You know, you get married, you have kids, and you know, a lot of people try to live their life like that, you know, but I think, man, it's like Joy said, it's all about that couple. If it's no problem, y'all not being married and y'all, you know, being together, maybe you have a kid or two, then whatever works for you. I hate when other people try and come and say, hey, this is how you're supposed to do this. Why aren't you doing it like this? When they don't have to live like a day in your life. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's the craziest shit to me. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man. I mean, I'm a guy that want to get married, but it's not one of those things where it's like, okay, for instance, now I got a baby on the way. Okay, since we got a baby, I got to go ahead and marry her now. Nah, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that. I'll marry her when I'm ready to marry.
Yeah.
When I feel like I want to get married, you know?
Yeah. I take it, since you're in a committed relationship, that's a goal for you.
Miss Lewis, you know that.
Well, it's been a goal for me since I was younger, but I also fell into the trap of, like, not exactly knowing why I wanted to be married.
Sure.
Until, like, a couple years ago when, like, a big wedding just didn't really impress me anymore. I want to have a very small, the reason I want to get married is because I want to have a small ceremony with the individuals I trust to be in my relationship with me and my significant other.
Wow.
Because I know personally, whatever happens between like my boyfriend and I is not always going to stay between us, but I need to be able to rely on the people that like we confess our love to be able to support us as a unit. Rather than just be like, well, you need to leave, you know what I mean?
Same
like,
size.
Yeah. Yeah, because I am in the wrong more times than I like to admit. And sometimes it takes my friends to like snap me back in reality because they know me longer than he has. So they're like, no, you're tripping. Like, you do this. You've been doing this for 10 years. Like,
right.
You know. So it's almost like I want to make sure. And, you know, we're both very spiritual people, too. So we not only do we want our family to be involved in our relationship, but we want God to be at the center of our relationship, too. So that's why I think having a ceremony is important. But it doesn't need to be a big and extravagant thing.
Right.
They just need to be there, be supportive, and know exactly, like, we're making a promise for y'all making a promise to us, too.
No doubt. See, that's one of the answers that I've heard that actually makes sense to me. So I appreciate that. And can we clap it up for a woman taking accountability?
but she half-assed took it though, you know. Yeah, because I'm wrong more than I like to admit, you know.
Oh yeah, still
got trouble a little bit, yeah. But it's progress. It's progress. It's progress.
I'm gonna say that was awesome.
No, I can take accountability. Sometimes it'll just be like,
Leah's really not bad though. We've had conversations. She's not bad.
Yeah, it just sometimes it comes a little later than it should. You know what I mean? I'll be sitting there throwing a fit for like 2 hours and you'd be like, what's wrong? I didn't eat this morning, so my bad.
See?
And I know, but now he, like, every time we get on the phone, he feels like I have an attitude. Are you hungry? That's his go-to question.
Yeah.
Then that pissed me off even more before, like, I realized, you know what? My stomach is grounded. I didn't even mean to come at you like I did. You know what I mean?
My bad, bro.
Yeah, my bad.
So. That's something.
Nah, man. So mine was, let me see.
Hit us with this magic.
Is it okay for your spouse partner to have full access to your phone?
Like at their own will, or?
Just whenever they want to use it. Hey, I want to use your phone to take some pictures. Hey, let me call somebody off your phone. My phone is dead. Well, just whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna say yes too.
You gonna say yes?
If you and spouse,
you gonna leave me out here on the island by myself? That's what you gonna do? That's what you gonna do?
You should have spoken to me beforehand.
No, man, I was expecting you to ride on this one.
But I mean, I'm just saying, the whole purpose is, if you're in a relationship where you committed, even if it's a throwaway, whatever, you're supposed to be honest. So sure. If you honest, it really shouldn't be no reason to not get a phone call. But you have.
Right. You want to go? I'll go last.
Yeah, you go last.
Okay. As you already know, I say yes. But I also told you the reason why I think it's okay is because that's how my grandparents were. That's how my dad and my stepmom are. My mom has never been that way, and she's always been a cheater. So to me, and when I asked, because I actually, after me and you talked, I asked her, like, Mom, why don't you ever, like, my mom's married 3 times. And I always ask her, like, why don't you do, like, what dad and my stepmom do? She always say, because then I can't be sneaky. Like, it limits her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know it sounds messed up, but
big it's not
true.
I can't beat my mic off.
No, but she's very honest with herself. Like, she's been a lot of work this last year. We just came from Brunswick. She's grown a lot this past 2 years. But she
now,
always said.
Who is this you're talking about? Your grandmother?
No, this is my mom.
Your mom. Okay.
Okay. But for her, she feels like when she was with my dad, he was like that. There was no passcode. There was no separations. It was like she had her own money, her own life, her own friends, and go do what you want to do. With like he had a clock on her. But like he don't understand, like, if we're together, why is there limits to access to your friends or your, you know what I'm saying? To him, it's weird. He's also Jamaican.
Right.
So to him, like, that ain't part of the culture.
Right.
Like,
okay.
We're together or we're not. It's a mental thing for him.
Okay.
And when I talked to her about it after we had talked, she was like, for her, if she had to get in that space again with a man like she was my dad when it was real open, she was thankless to my dad to the end. That's because he started traveling a lot. She had 2 kids. It was whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, like, that was the most faithful she was because she felt like she was forced, even though it wasn't forced, but it was a force because she knew he could easily just, like, go through her little pager and have pager, so she couldn't have like a secret pager or like go get another line. It was different than now, but like, I don't know. It was like the people I see in the marriages that I would like to not be like, but like what they built together, they don't do that. They share, and of course, everything's on different timeline. Like my dad and stepmom didn't start dating and have access to each other for most after. I think it was after they had my brother. Second, yeah, things after that, juju. Yeah, so like after 3 years or so, and my dad, he was like, yeah, but my dad also knows his ways. He knows if he can't be held accountable, he's not gonna be held accountable. You know, so I just feel like it's not. I feel like how he said, if we're supposed to be together, like, what's the big deal? Because in my head, how can we, especially like when it comes to marriage, like being boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, and marriage is different to me. But like, if you're gonna be someone's husband, you're gonna be someone's wife. They can't go through your phone. Who's not gonna be married for it? That's just me. That is me. Because I have access to my money, my body, my home.
Okay.
You know, but you can't go look at my Instagram. Like, that's
right.
But that could be just because we raised the white people.
Okay.
But it's weird.
And I understand all of you guys.
Oh, Lord.
I understand. Appreciate it. I definitely understand.
But.
I just think, like I said, I was, you know, me and Joyce was talking about it. I think she made a post about it. And I just think we all have our boundaries, right?
Okay.
And I just don't believe whether we're married, whether we're just in a relationship, just because we're in a relationship or married, that you have all access to everything.
Right.
I think everybody needs a certain level of privacy. And I will admit, a lot of times when motherfuckers don't want you to go to their phone, they're probably doing something. I agree. But you can't necessarily say because they don't want you, in my opinion. They don't, because they don't want you to go to their phone, they're doing something sneaky. I don't think it really means that. I think that's just a boundary, you know, in my opinion. I'm not a guy that believe if we're married, we should have joint accounts. For what? Why? If you need to hold something, I'll let you hold something. It's Zelle, Cash App.
But you know the banks have this new system.
It's Apple Pay. Yeah, I think.
But like, because the banks have this thing where, like, you can only get, like, a small percentage of your check to go into, like, set different accounts. You know?
Right.
So, like, to have a joint bank account, but, like, only, what, right now it's, like, $1,600 in my paycheck go to the joint, but I keep the rest of the $3.
Right.
So, you know, like, you don't have to just put all of your money in that one joint.
Oh, you trying to talk me into getting a joint?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it sounds like she's trying to finesse me.
Sometimes people say, like, they don't want you to have access to all of your money. And I for one, believe, like, I don't think my husband or my boyfriend should have access to my money. I don't want access to his because I'm irresponsible. I'm not speaking for all women. I'm speaking for myself.
But that's the thing.
Right past target today, so I'm proud of myself. That's the side point. But there is a way where you can have joint bank account, but you can still.
I'm not gonna do it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
but
that's one of those things, though. So let's say you're one of those people that I'm not doing joint. What's the problem with that? If that's a boundary of yours.
There's no problem.
My thing is, either you're gonna trust me or not. Because I could be one of those guys that, you go through my whole mind, you can see it. But I may be one of those guys that's on top of my stuff. Yeah, so what are we?
Or got a different phone.
I might have another phone. I'm just saying, so you can't, if somebody's cheating, you can't avoid that. I don't think you going through their phone going to scare them away from cheating. Nah, I know plenty of dudes that cheat, and they lady have access to their phones.
I just seen that too, man.
I'm just saying.
You caught everything.
Yeah. So I don't think it's at some point, man. You have to have a certain level of trust, like I say, because you going through their phone's not going to stop them. So. What do you do if you can't go through the phone? If you have a guy, if your dude today say, hey, baby, let's just stop going through each other's phone. Like, I feel like that's super invasive. What do you do? Automatically assume he's cheating or? Well, it's too late now. What if he started like that?
If he started going through each other's phones, then he stopped?
No, I'm saying, what if at the beginning of the relationship, he was one of those guys. Huh? He don't go to your phone? See what I'm saying? Well, hey.
No, but
check it out. I'm just saying, let me rephrase it. So let's say if y'all just get a date, but once y'all get in a relationship, he say, hey, this is not my thing as far as going through phones and your that. That's not my thing. What do you say or
this
do?
Thing.
So he don't. You don't go through his phone.
But your question started with because now you're like very fixated on the going through the phone part. Yeah, but your question started with
or access.
But
anything
but going through it, but you're with access. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think what Jesus said, you got access.
Man, what woman you know gonna get that dude phone and not sneak a peek every once in a while in this inbox, bro?
Okay, hold on.
Come on now.
Let me exactly tell you my experience.
Okay, so you have access to?
I have full access.
Okay.
Now, about a year in, I'm not the type to just go through his phone. But if my phone dies, I need to call my mama.
No.
I'm taking your phone. I'll call
my mom. What's up?
No, I'm taking your phone. I'm calling my mom. And so
when the phone call ended,
did it
happen to be on Instagram, and you happen to just
no. I purposely went through his phone. But mostly because
not to find what are you looking for then?
Well, here's because so one of the, I'm telling you the story.
I'm sorry.
I would I ho- wholeheartedly never believe this man would ever like cheat on me, and he hasn't.
Right.
However, like I was extra one time because I'm nosy.
No,
I'm nosy. Like, it's not because I thought he was doing anything, but I just want to be like, hey, what's this locker room talk that people be talking about?
Right.
And I realized, like, that was the only time I would ever do that because.
What you saying in there?
Yeah, yeah.
What you saying in that locker room talk?
Because.
I'm pretty. Yeah.
Because the conversations him and I have are about, like, certain things are more real.
Right.
But when he's talking to his boys, I'm like,
come on, bro.
That's how you feel.
It's the same
so,
as when y'all talk
so,
to
but bro. Now, and the, but we typically start like we, if we're talking about, cause we'll go back to the whole like monogamy thing being difficult. As women, obviously we talk about like, yo, like I would never do anything. My friends would never do anything to like hurt our significant other, but obviously we talk about men.
Oh, do y'all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Or like if we're out and we're like, okay, yeah, we got hit on whatever.
Mm.
But we always circle back to like make our point of like, I wouldn't want anybody but my man. You know what I mean? Mm. Now, when men locker talk, they don't circle back. They don't circle back.
No. It's implied.
They don't circle back to close.
It really is though, because for me, you know, it's like if it was a real issue, one of the boys would be like, "So what you still doing?"
Exactly.
Hold on, we're getting away from the point.
Okay. No, the point.
She
yeah,
did
the point.
Exactly what I'm talking
no,
about.
Listen, but
she
then,
did exactly
and
what
then
I'm
I and then
about.
I told yeah. him, I said, "Hey, listen, I was mean nosy," and he, but because like you know. And I'm like, and you know, I'm not gonna lie to you. I went in your little search bar. I searched a specific word, and I'm like, your conversation really caught me off guard.
See what I'm saying?
Because you know, when we have a conversation, you don't be telling me all this stuff that be happening at your job like this.
You see what I'm saying?
Like he'll tell me like part of him being hit on, but not the fact.
You don't
that,
need
like,
to know all that because he knew that.
But the lock is it was the locker room talk, and I was like, you know what? I was like, to save myself, I'm never gonna do that again.
Good job. And I had learned that earlier.
Yeah, and I was like, I have to respect because like you're gonna talk to your friends different than you talk to me.
Of course.
I don't want to ever be a part of that again.
Of course.
So like I didn't learn the hard way. But I mean, like I said, I'm nosy. I was just nosy. I never thought he was doing anything, but I just wanted to get a glimpse of what people talk about
in
the group chats.
And see, this is another thing with me. Like, if you go looking for something, you don't find it.
You sure are.
It's causing problems. It's causing problems where there aren't any problems.
It didn't cause a problem though.
No, I'm just saying. Well, y'all didn't have a conversation about it. You had to ask him about it. Like,
no, I didn't. I told him like, hey, listen. From here on out, you don't ever gotta worry about me going through your phone. Cause I still have access to it. Cause he didn't care. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't mad at it, but he was like, ah shit, yeah.
Well, if he gave you access, he can't come back and be like, you can't go through my phone.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
You only have access to certain parts of my phone.
Right. Yeah. Just the call log.
Yeah, but I mean like I trust him and he trusts me enough not to break that boundary that I really established because I But, you know, so, like, in that aspect, I just want to say, I could still call my mama from his home.
That's fine.
If I wanted to.
Yeah.
But see, I think what you're saying, G, is that's kind of the boundary that you don't want because maybe the phone for you is like a journal or something to where you keep your most personal private stuff or whatever.
I really do, though.
You don't want her to be going through it because she got access and then stumble upon that and then think something like, oh, well, he doesn't even really care for me because he said he had this thought about me one day or something like that.
That makes sense.
I can say it.
This is the 21st century. Who got time to be buying notebooks and jogging?
But I mean, I think it just all come down to choice, though. If you start a relationship like that with a guy, if this seems to be a great guy, but before y'all get in a relationship, he says, hey, listen,
I did this thing with the going through phones and all that before. I just don't want to do it at all. Are you not? You're not dating that guy? You're not going to take it further?
The guy I'm dating, I don't know if this one. I'm not texting.
Thank you.
But, yes.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, that's why, that's the question is, basically I'm asking, is that like...
Is it a deal breaker?
Is it a deal breaker?
It's not a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker. Okay. I think it's only a deal breaker, depending on someone's reaction. Because some people, it could be, I mean, some people in, like, their reaction just on the conversation is like, why so much energy?
Why you so turned by this?
Yeah, I think it's the way a person reacts really determines a lot.
Right. See, mine's actually come from a place, though. Like, it comes from something. You know, when I was in college, you know, had a situation where I was dating a girl, and we had access to each other's phones, and, you know, I went looking one day, you know, and, you know, it came out that it was some stuff in there. She was hiding, you know, putting names that wasn't the actual name, and shit like that. Yeah. So my thing is, it's like, man, this can all be covered up anyway. True. So why are we even going through phones?
Yeah.
That's how I always looked at it.
If you want to be sneaky, you're gonna be sneaky.
You're gonna be sneaky. Yeah. And we know who the best at being sneaky. Yeah. Right, ladies?
No.
Yes, y'all do.
I can
yes,
y'all confirm. Confirm.
Yes, y'all know who the best at being sneaky. Nope. So y'all don't think women are better at being sneaky than me?
I think just better liars are.
Y'all the better liars?
No. Men or women, whoever's the better, like, just individual in better liar. Yeah.
In general. So y'all really sitting up here saying y'all don't think women are more.
You think women are more sneaky?
Yes.
How?
Bro.
Who is sneaky?
Y'all have stuff that y'all, these guys will never find out about. Y'all on top. We sloppy in general with our shit. Men are sloppy as hell.
No, men don't care.
Yeah, that's
which makes them sloppy.
When
you don't care, it makes you sloppy.
No, y'all don't care. Yeah. So if you're with a woman who's going to stick beside you, you generally don't care. You don't care if you're sloppy.
I think y'all have it's that perception that don't care. Because of the ways that certain dudes get caught.
Yeah. I don't, it's and not, just we like, really just no sloppy as fuck. I'm telling you, like, we really... It ain't that we don't care. We don't want y'all to find out that we're cheating. If it's somebody that's, nobody wants to be found out cheating. It's just sloppy than the motherfucker. That's all.
There's a certain, I don't know what to call it, but a guy just thinks he's more cool than he is. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, see, so this is what I'm going to do here. Like, ain't no way. It just ain't no way it's going to get caught up like this. If you know, all I got to do is blah. And then you realize,
but then you go get caught. Then you go get drunk and leave your phone open and stuff, or let your girlfriend see your passcode when she up under you. You know, yeah, then it's all over with.
Well, I mean, we cheat for different reasons, though, men and women. So I feel like the intention behind us cheating, it probably does appear to be sneakier.
Yeah.
What's our intention?
Yeah, tell us.
Well.
I feel like y'all might be, she might have a different aspect.
From personal experience, as women, we emotionally detach from people before we physically attach. So during that emotional detachment, we are seeking out other emotional attachments. So like when we don't feel like we are connecting before we physically leave, we will most likely go and make a connection with somebody else. So as men, apparently
we don't
it's in your DNA.
There you go. Thank you.
Just to go get your yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And
that's the difference.
Joyce Mack, you agree?
That's the difference.
For most women, I think that's okay. But I don't think every time a woman has cheated.
No.
I've cheated and didn't have an emotional connection with the next nigga. It was just
but you have the detachment from the other one.
So let me ask you this. So when you did, when those times occurred, when you didn't have any emotional connection or anything with the guy, what made you cheat?
I wanted to.
You just wanted some new.
It was like, no, see, that makes sound bad.
Nothing.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you just wanted something different from what you've been having.
It's kind of like, how can I explain it?
Do you like being desired? Because yes. when I wasn't monogamous, yeah, when I wasn't, did. When I was dating multiple men, yeah. I just wanted to feel desired.
That's a lot yeah. of times how I go
right
for women.
Right, right, right.
Because we will get less.
That's even, why I asked her. That's why right. I asked her, like, is this something that your boy
is not? It's not necessarily like what she said, the emotional. Like, I cheated twice.
Okay.
First time I cheated, he cheated on me first. So it wasn't emotional. It was more like, I'm just going to do it because this is okay. Sometimes, person wants, I feel like this is the standard in our relationship. I'm willing to stand on it.
Let me ask you something.
Don't.
Let me ask you something real quick before you continue. Why not just break up with the guy when she cheated on you?
He didn't break up with me.
He cheated. I'm just saying, like, when he cheated.
This
when
one
found
I was
out...
younger was my look
at. Okay,
right.
I got you.
Like, it's not now. I'm talking about
so
like, when
she's
I
on the get list. Okay,
no,
but
yeah.
you know, you have women that's fucking 30 that's still moving like that.
Yeah, but
that's
because
more than relationships. I know married relationships, all of it. You know, they still like, okay, if you're doing that, then that's what I'm gonna do.
I mean, that's from being unhealed. I feel like you have to do some self work to get to the point where you understand that's a waste of your time and the drama that comes after.
Exactly.
Because I told him that I cheated after I did.
Okay.
I didn't tell him the first one. I told him after like fourth fuck. I told him.
Damn.
And it was a lot of
wrong. Like a gangster. God damn. Yeah, he didn't hit it four times. Yeah.
Yes.
Damn. My God.
Anyway, I told him because I started feeling bad.
Oh.
I did. I started feeling bad because it's not really easy to cheat. Like, I was, it wasn't as easy as I thought.
Mentally, it's not.
Yeah, it wasn't as
good
as I thought. It's not a
real thing.
I don't know. I thought it was.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna tell you. I think it can be depending on the guy. It can be both though. Yeah, because sometimes, like you say, like think about it, those guys that actually have great girlfriends, wives.
True.
Man, they feel bad after they cheat on them. You know, like they feel bad after they do it. You know, after.
Yeah.
You know,
once the blood has returned.
That's how I go. You know what I mean? That's how I go. But
so, what was the initial question on that about the phones?
Yes.
Trying to bring it back home. Okay. So what we gathered is, it can be considered two things. It can be considered a kind of a trust meter of how much you trust your significant other, but it also can be considered just something that's super invasive.
So like
most of these topics, it always comes back to what's going to be beneficial for you and your significant other. Since we just did a little bit, did we have any other touch points? Anybody else have anything that they wanted to address before I go to the next topic?
I did, and I know we don't normally do this, but man, what the hell is going on with Megan and Nikki?
Snap.
I didn't know. Like, I'm a little older now, man. So I just see certain stuff when I'm scrolling on Instagram. I don't do no deep research on it. But I see that they kind of been, I guess they've been going back and forth or something like that. Do y'all know what
I got all that trash off of my album.
Yeah, me neither. I just been seeing it. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell going on with them? I thought that was cool.
Yeah, no.
I heard the Hiss song. I didn't hear it.
All that
made clear to me was like, She was basically saying that Party, he kind of whack, and basically he trying to come up off of being with her. And then basically like she the top rap bitch and the other rap bitches hate.
I did see something on Facebook.
But I heard Nikki did say something about like she needed to conjure up her spirit of her mom.
So this morning I saw it on Facebook. Meg Thee Stallion made a song. In the song, she touched on Nicki Minaj's husband having she indirectly called out Nicki and then said like, at least my husband's not a predator and can go within 6 feet of a playground because he was a registered sex offender because of some underage stuff.
Not that part, because
some people saying like, oh, Nikki, I mean, Megan didn't even say nothing about Nikki, but that's pretty specific.
Yeah,
but
the way
she said it, somebody was telling me this yesterday, this one I found out about, she was like, she said something about Megan's Law.
Mm.
What is Megan's Law? So Megan's Law is, you know, basically, you have to let people know in the neighborhood or the community that, hey, this person is a sex offender, because it was something with a girl, little girl named Megan. Something like that.
That sounds like a little white girl name. That's why that
probably. Long process. Yeah, man. But I was like, man, that's a cold place. That's a cold. That's, hey, that Megan,
was,
nice.
That was a bar.
Hey, that's a that bar, man. A bar. Jeez, because that would have went smooth over my head. I ain't lying.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a...
I don't think it's more competition.
Yeah, I think they just like women, female rappers are just popping right now. I don't think none of them are really touching what Nicki done. Like Nicki had a female rap game like in a chokehold.
I said Nicki the biggest. I just say like she got competition as far as like women that's actually lyricists.
She do need to chill. You gotta recognize your legend.
Yeah, she acts like a child. That's something I can't respect.
You don't respect me?
No. As a person? No. I never take away from her career, but as a person, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to sit over there and play. Like, she can't teach me nothing. But less is about music and getting a certain room for that. But I just feel like, as an actual human being, she's trash.
Damn.
Well, I mean, the reason started was, when the whole, like, case with Tory Lanez happened, there was literally evidence that was called in, like Tory just shot him, right? And Nicki went along to say, like, she basically said, like, Meg was a liar, Tory didn't do it, there's no reason he should be locked up. So that's when Meg was like showing her, not Meg, that's when apparently Nicki was showing her true colors. So that's when Meg signed that, yeah, made the song, and then Nicki says something about her. Yeah, she did say she should conjure up her mom and talk to her about it.
Now that's crazy. That's a low blow. Yeah, that's a low blow. I ain't gonna lie. That's somebody that's, you know, she's not here. That's that's
to say conjure is wild.
Like what right. The hell?
It's spiritual. So hopefully they can get that together, man. Because yeah. It's no reason to be beefing like that, really. They really need to be focused on making. They got a song together.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of wild that this has transpired. Last things that I just kind of thought about with you two young ladies being in committed relationships, so many
faithful, able to go through phones, all of this good stuff.
A lot of women say, you know, the dating pool right now got pee in it.
You said that last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Give some advice. Give an advice on how to find them a good gent out here in these streets.
Give some tidbits.
Ask about his relationship with his parents. The man doesn't have a good relationship.
Penis. I was like, what?
No, that's not the normal question. I feel like better relationships happen with people who have, like, even if it's not like their biological parents, just like, you know, that mother figure, father figure that they respect and go to and trust for everything.
Parents or mother specifically?
Mother, for sure. If a man doesn't respect his mama, he will never respect you. I swear to God. If a man don't respect his mama, he will never respect you.
That or that weird relationship.
That incest, that emotional incest.
Oh, my God.
I seen the video where somebody confessed to being a threesome with some dude with his mom. So
I sent it to you.
What?
It's a biological thing. It is a big thing. He has to respect his mom.
Okay.
And have some form of a male role model. There's no man in his life that he can't teach you. He has to know how to lead you. And you have to know how to listen, even though it's hard as fuck.
Who have to know how to listen?
Women.
Oh, okay. I just want you to say that.
What?
I just wanted to make sure we were clear.
So we still have.
Why is that so hard, though?
Why is it hard?
Why is it hard?
Why is it hard to listen?
Yeah, as a woman.
Because we talk a lot. To my man? We talk a lot. I like to hear myself talk. I love hearing myself. Yeah. And I'm listening. You just might not see me listening in that moment in time. Just for fun.
What?
Spice things up a little bit. It's not hard to listen. It's hard. Okay. It's only hard to listen when you don't respect me. I have not listened during the whole relationship because why?
So at that point,
I'm gonna say,
you don't respect him, you should not be with him, right?
I didn't know that.
Listen, no, I'm just saying, like, in general.
Yeah, you
like,
don't respect. Wait, what type of listening are we talking about? Because
so if we talking about if as a woman you believe that the man should be the head of the relationship, should be the leader of the household, whatever y'all living together, that's kind of what we're saying. Like certain decisions, okay. Yeah, certain decisions.
Oh, okay.
That's going to affect both of you, or you and the kids, or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, you should listen.
Okay. So I was going to say, for a lot of us, I think some good advice would be, and don't misconstrue this, but listen less. Like they just said, women like to talk, and sometimes they just say stuff just for the say it.
We do.
And you get hang up on that and get mad and get upset, and she, 2 hours later, she don't even remember she said it.
Maybe within the same hour. You're like that part.
Bro.
Don't only be talking emotionally. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, stay focused, bro. Stay focused on what's important. If she ain't talking about it, she about to grab her bags and leave, and she talking about she upset about something, sometimes you sit there and be like, you know what, I heard you. And you might be all right.
Yeah, my advice to the young brothers out there, don't let them go through your phone. Make them trust you. Yeah, make them trust you. And stand on that, even if they threaten to leave.
They leave, man. Because I believe it's somebody out there for everybody. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be somebody out there that's gonna have the same beliefs or, you know, be okay with your boundaries, you know. You don't have to try to fit everything into this mold of, you know, what society try to push on us, man. That was a little bullshit in there. I was just playing a little bit.
But you think about it.
Can love
be born out of an ultimatum?
But I do believe it's I do believe it's some. Yeah, hey man, everybody ain't gonna be for you, man. And you ain't for everybody, so you know. Just gotta believe that, man, and you know, you'll find your person.
I got two things of advice.
Go ahead.
Only because I love love.
Here we go.
And that's what I tell everybody. When you are dating, have 3 non-negotiables. And then if those people don't meet your 3 non-negotiables, don't waste your time. Talk about your 3 non-negotiables on the first date. And then the second one.
Why are you thinking about your second one? For those that probably follow some advice like that, got their non-negotiables, and it's been 5+ years, and still
you might want to switch up the non-negotiables.
Do you feel like that's a thing, or should they just be like, no, these are my standpoints, I should stand firm, and eventually I'm going to get to who I need to be with?
Well, so the thing about the 3 non-negotiables is that they don't pinpoint this perfect person.
Okay.
So a lot of times we like to have 10 things we're looking for in a person. So if they don't meet this very condensed list of what we have, or this broad list that we have, then we can be pushing away getting to know someone. Right. So like the 3 non-negotiables is still broad enough to where you're not just going to cut off someone because they ordered chicken fingers at a fancy restaurant instead of getting like the biggest meal. You know what I mean?
No, if you narrow down to 3, it's more than like 9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like a lot, and like because I read a book, and we are so picky as human beings that we dismiss so many people, or we don't form really good connections because we're like, oh, they have this, they gotta look good, they gotta have all these degrees, they gotta make this X amount of money, they gotta know me from the get-go, like they got, you know, and sometimes we forget that this is a new person. They're not going to meet up to every single one of your standards. Because not only do you have to change in order to be with somebody, like y'all both have to change, like not just them, but both of y'all. Okay. So just 3 things. And don't talk about like a lot of politics, but do, but I don't. and also to piggyback what you said, as a man, because I tell my boyfriend this all the time, don't listen to me half the time. Because we do just be talking and talk. And ask her if she's hungry. Or ask her where she wants to go to eat. Or make a suggestion. Because 9 times out of 10, if she has attitude, she hasn't eaten or taken enough water.
Mm-hmm. So see, you heard it right there. We do say that women are complicated, but
so he basically what she basically saying, we got to treat y'all like children.
Why do y'all say no? Because he says the same thing. And I don't like that.
Joyce, just disagree with
me. Baby.
See, we got to treat y'all like children, you know, and that's cool. We okay with that. A lot of y'all, but as long as we understand that,
yeah,
I think it's okay. You just got to understand that.
I think this is good. It's productive. And we reach some people out here with this.
We're going to help some people.
Especially right. For those of you who sitting watching this by yourselves. Narrow it down to three. Mm. Just three important things.
Not 10.
Yeah. Ladies, y'all want to let them know where they can follow you or what you have going on that they need to pay attention to out in these streets.
Mm. My name is Joyce_Mack on Instagram, TikTok, The Real Joyce, D-A, Real Joyce, Mac, on Twitter, but I don't really like Twitter. Yes, you should watch me because I'm great. My podcast is coming. I'm an ambassador for Restring, by the way.
And we're going to be the first guest on her podcast. Yeah!
Ambassador. I'm working with Mr. Curry over here on my photography and videography, so you know, check your girl out.
Shout out! Yes.
You know. Oh, and then, see.
Thank you. Leah G.
Well, I'm boring.
She's a teacher.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, and I'm not on social media, hardly.
Okay.
I only have, like, 46 followers.
That's okay. So,
but if you want to follow me, I think my Instagram is Leah. No, Real Leah Anissa. That's what it is. And I talk about, when I do talk, I talk about myself or the books. Or the books that I'm reading, I would love if anyone's from book club, let's do that. I'll be a booker.
Me too.
No, I love reading. I have my Kindle.
I listen to it.
Yes, and last month I read 4 books. I'm on my third one this month.
Well, at least and nobody touching my boy Kat, man. He read 3,000 a year, so
yeah,
that's a lot of motherfucking books.
That's not even good on that topic.
Big book word.
God,
see, right there, ladies. There are normal people out there. She don't have 1,000 followers or whatever. She got somebody that's in her life.
She got a man.
A man.
She got a man.
Good.
She
ain't never called him cheating. Went through the phone. He wasn't cheating.
Yeah. He was doing some life.
What's that, Miss Joyce? What you said?
I said I feel like getting somebody off of social media is better. I don't.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I'm not saying it can't work. Cause I know it has. I just don't want to.
We've gotten so far away.
I've never
from
done dating, so I just never did dating. That.
You ain't never did dating.
Right? I'm a Tinder. I've been a Tinder relationship.
What?
I have a question.
That's awesome.
I have a question. What is one of your non-negotiables? She runs up on me.
Just for mine.
Yeah, one. Like, what's something you can't do or something they have to accept?
Well, they got to accept not having access to my phone.
Okay, boom.
So, that's one.
I feel like, in reality, you can just broaden that to, like, someone has to be able to respect your boundaries. Because you're going to have more boundaries than just someone going through your phone.
Well, that's one of the non-negotiables. Yeah, because you got to think, that can be a big thing.
Yeah.
It can be a big thing in a relationship. So, that's something that whoever I'm with, which I'm with somebody. She had to be cool with it. She got to be okay with it. And of course, I'm reciprocating. I would never go through yours. I'm not one of those guys. So that's definitely one of them that I can think of.
Non-negotiable. Definitely, you can't be unclean, unkempt. As far as like your household and what have you. I ain't a neat freak, but I do believe, especially if I'm a guy and I can figure out how to sweep and mop and vacuum and keep my place at least livable, clean, the bathroom clean, I don't want to come over to your house and like you got a nasty toilet or something like this, and a couple dudes they're peeing on the seat. That's weird.
It's like
it's crazy. On, but, yeah.
Who been over here?
Yeah.
Did we get yours?
Your
number?
She was next. Oh,
I'm going in a circle. My top one. Just because it's important to me, physical health.
Yeah.
So, but with physical health, typically your appearances are better. I will admit, I am shallow.
You shallow as hell, Leah. I knew it. You already talked about it. I knew that's what it was going.
I am okay with that.
Should be cute.
We sure do. In my eyes.
But what if this dude showing you everything that you wanted in a man, but he's just an ugly nigga, man?
Well, she didn't say. Well, she did say cute.
Ugly.
But, she said, but my whole thing is he would have never gotten a chance if I wasn't physically attracted to him. But that's just one of my things.
I got you.
To me, though, you know.
So for Leah, no fats, no ugly.
I got a chance with Leah. Don't even try it. Don't try.
No, I don't care what your personality is.
It don't matter.
Healthy looks different to everybody.
No doubt. Good save.
Well, no, because it's really based off of personal attraction. So, like, physical attraction. But, health, like I said, health looks different on everybody.
No doubt.
Your turn.
My turn.
Women and men.
Women and men? Well, for women and men, my non-negotiable, they have to accept my sexuality. That's really my...
So, what is your sexuality, George?
I'm Joyce.
That's it?
I'm black, but I don't like claiming the flag
because
it's too much shit over there now. But
that's your business.
I've had bad experiences with men thinking that I was cool until like I brought up a woman. No, I wasn't even that. It's because they get insecure all of a sudden. They feel like when they date me, it's like, oh, that's cool because they think of the fantasy. Mm-hmm. But then when they like hear about you and like women doing stuff, or oh, you're hanging out, you're staying at your homegirl house, like what y'all doing? It's like, this is my friend. Like, I don't fuck my friends. Like, except for one, but she's different. But it's like, I don't, you
that's
know.
All it takes is one like, for us to be like, can't hang with her no more.
No, but I'm honest, though. Like, okay. I'm very honest. Like, the man I'm in a relationship with, he knows her. Yeah. He knows that. But it's like, for me, I've had to, like, hide it in some situations because men will be like, they just don't trust me. Mm-hmm. They be like, and then with women, it's more like they get intimidated by the idea of a man, because they be like, I don't know, I attract very possessive people. I don't know what that is, but like, with women, they're like, oh, that's cool, we can go fuck on these niggas together. They start fucking on niggas, and then they're like, I don't want you talking to him, I don't want you doing this. And then men, they're just like, they only want you gay in the bedroom. Like, they don't want you to like talk to women or flirt with girls. They're like, hey, babe, I was talking to this. Like, so that's my biggest non-negotiable. And my husband has to be okay with us having friends sometimes. And that's what we do. That's a non-negotiable.
Right. So by friends, you mean?
We fuck with them sometimes. Not all the time.
Well, I don't think too many dudes will happen.
No, they will. As long as we keep it in our bedroom. Yeah, it won't be like random strippers.
Right. As long as we can do it together, I think.
I was about to say, they get to do them too.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
I'm trying to see where the problem would come in.
Some men just don't like sharing.
So they'll fear that you're trying to go do it off on your own.
Once they see you doing, they say how much you enjoy it, it's like,
God damn.
Yeah, like you two
went
too.
Like, so you said marriage is an end goal for you. Is that what you want?
Whatever. Yeah, my phone
here. Okay. Could you see yourself being married to a man or a woman, or do you plan on being married?
No, I have to be married to a man because I need someone to leave me. A woman can't leave me.
Thank you. Well, that's words of wise right there.
Shush.
Thank you.
I hate building up on this.
Man.
But no, it's definitely a man. I used to want a husband and a wife, but like older I get, I just see female friends in my future because a woman. I just see it being friends. I don't. I'm very picky with women, and older I get and thinking about children and introducing them to her, like to that is like a lot of women are vindictive. They don't trust, insecure, and I just don't got time to teach you how to be a woman.
No doubt.
But that's it. But if I can, I will. But I don't see that.
Right.
Nine dollars.
For sure. We appreciate y'all coming through, man. Again, this is part two.
For sure.
Part two.
Big smoke. Make sure again that you're following the Rich Dream Show Pod on Instagram. Make sure you follow the Rich Dreams Universe. That way you can stay abreast of everything that we have going on. Of course, make sure you follow the brand, Rich Dreams _ Apparel. Make sure you're shopping with us at Vermeer Markets in the Dallas area. If you want to come in store, make a purchase. We had a Redbird Mall in there. And make sure that you tap in with us online, Etsy.com/richdreams. Shout out to the Now Legacy Network, of course, our sponsor, putting us on every week. Make sure you're catching a live stream every Friday at 7 p.m. And for Rich Dreams, for Miss Joyce, for Leah, for G, I am Smoke, reminding you, keep chasing your dreams or they become your nightmares. Rich Dream Show.
Peace. Yay. Turn up.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks so much. Damn, my ass hurt.
Yeah, that's.